Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. The username here is lrn.fm, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Lots of stuff to do on our website. And we're here live on this Christmas Eve edition. We'll be doing a live Christmas Day edition tomorrow. Johnson will be here for that, I believe. And then on New Year's Eve, we're going to be live then, too. And, of course, all the other days, because we basically are live 365 days a year here on Free Talk Live. Why? Because you deserve live content.
Get a job!
Because we love doing radio. It's fun. And we like talking to you, too. You're welcome to call in here and bring up whatever you want tonight. Still to come, the man who's facing charges for a Facebook post about putting wings on pigs. I want to get into that. But there was just one more comment I wanted to come back to, Chris Campbell. We were talking about the conspiracy theory world, one in which that you've been involved with, and I have as well to some extent. I've never really – I don't think I've dived – too deep into the world, but I don't know. I mean, I've seen Alex Jones movies. I've seen the Loose Change movie. You know, so I've seen my share of this stuff. And you know, I've tried out some of the court theories, right? Like the sovereign citizen stuff.
Dangerous
courtrooms. You know, so I've actually tried some of it, and of course, it doesn't work. And, of course, the sovereign conspiracy theory guys will just always tell you, well, you did it wrong. You didn't utter the right words in the right order, and if you just did it the way I say to do it, then it would work.
Exactly. Risk your freedom and fortune all over again and just do it until it pans out right.
So, you know, I can't say that I don't have familiarity with some of this stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, having become familiar with it, I think I can more accurately be a critic of it. And one of my main critiques of the conspiracy movement is that it's dangerous to the user, dangerous to the person who is involved, because the rabbit hole, while it can lead to the land of liberty, we have seen people come from the conspiracy world who, you know, they started out with Alex Jones and then they came across Free Talk Live, because we're both on the same radio network, so it's not uncommon for that to happen.
Right.
GCN's the Genesis Communications Network, they're our syndicate, and so they syndicate both of these shows. And so sometimes they'll come up to Free Talk Live, and then they'll, you know, call into our show, and they'll say, oh, thank goodness, I'm so glad I found your show, because, you know, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he's just so angry, and there's paranoia, and all these conspiracy theories, and you're not that, and, you know, then, you know, we kind of bring him on board, and before you know it, they're moving to New Hampshire and getting active for freedom. My concern with the conspiracy world is that many of them won't get active for freedom. Like, first of all, it's not necessarily that you find the ideas of the conspiracy world and go to liberty. That's not necessarily one follows the other there. In fact, some of them sort of are those constitutional types who they just want to elect somebody like a Ron Paul who's going to be their grand savior and,
right,
you know, bring the system back
to the Constitution. Spend their days complaining about immigration or something.
Yeah. So they're not really principled. Just because you find the conspiracy movement doesn't mean you've understood or come across at all in any meaningful way the ideas of liberty. So there's that. There's that segment of those folks. And then there's the segment of them that just keeps traveling down the rabbit hole of crazy up until the point where, and I've seen this happen to somebody who I knew closely and cared about, saw somebody I knew start listening to Alex Jones to the point where he was listening to one Alex Jones show twice a day, the same show.
Even sound like fun.
No. And the same show would be listened to twice per day. So 4 hours times two. That's 8 hours a day of listening to Alex Jones. And, of course, you know, when you get into the world, you get into the conspiracy world, and, you know, you're listening to Alex Jones, he's got all these guests. You start going and looking at the guests, and then you go really down the rabbit hole toward even more crazy. And so, you know, you start watching the videos that the guests put out and that the guests, you know, are doing their own shows.
Oh,
and then,
yeah,
you know, before you know it, you've got somebody who believes that the aliens are out there and they're waiting around the sun to come in, and they're already, well, there's already aliens here, according to...
Right, they're actually reptiles who are controlling
more.
The government.
And... there's more out by the sun, and that they're coming here, and that, you know, it's all going to go bad, and that you've got only a few months left, and you need to build an underground shelter and leave New Hampshire. And that really happened.
I imagine it's happened more than once. I mean, this is the one story that you happened to watch happen.
That's my concern.
It probably happens pretty frequently. I mean, you can see there's a thing on Netflix, or even just on regular television. You see, there's the series of underground bunkers. There's the Doomsday Preppers series. I mean, these people have a wide range of ideas. Some of them are 9/11 truthers or Alex Jones fans, and other ones have different ideas. But there's entire industries that have been built around people who are super concerned that, like, the end of the world is coming, right? And, I think there's a certain amount of legitimate concern there. I think if you've got just 3 days' worth of food in your house that you're waiting to starve and, these kinds of things, I think everybody should have at least a pistol, a shotgun, and a rifle.
I don't have a problem with people being prepared. I really don't. I mean, that doesn't bother me at all, but I think there's a certain point at which you've gone off into la-la land.
I think the thing is, I don't think that the ideas of liberty are ever going to appeal to a majority, right?
No, but we don't need to.
Right. We don't need to, but we need, enough people to turn their back on the state for whatever reason. And so my opinion is that for people to, come to and actually understand the ideas of liberty really requires sort of an understanding of economics, and that's something that's going to be for the people at the top of the intelligence spectrum, and it's not going to appeal to the mass majority of people. So whatever it is that sort of gets other people out of the state, if you will, or at least it gives them a healthy distrust of the state, I'm glad that it's there. And so when we talk about things, Alex Jones, even if it's David Icke or some of these even more further down the rabbit hole people, if it gets people to reject that the government is telling them the truth, then I look at that as a positive
thing. There's no question that
they're going to go out, they're going to ruin a whole bunch of lives. They're going to create a lot of bad outcomes. There's no question about it. But the worst outcome is that they continue to believe that the state is their savior.
No, I'm with you. But, what I don't want to see is those same people ending up not doing anything out of fear. Oh, God, the world is ruled by an elite crew of, men, cigar-smoking men in a smoky room in the Bilderberg Club or whatever.
But do you think that if that's where their head is at after listening to the conspiracy theorist stuff, I don't think that they would have ever turned around and, joined a think tank. I don't think that they would have come out and been, really rock star activists who were philosophically sound, people.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I just don't know. All I know is that people go in different directions, and I'm grateful for the ones that have come to the liberty movement through the conspiracy movement and have sort of moved on to more positive, constructive things and are focusing in the now and focusing on what the state is doing today rather than some incident that happened back in 2001. I think that's all valuable. But if there are people out there, I mean, there must be people out there who are taking energy that they could be putting into doing outreach for freedom or whatever kind of, liberty-oriented projects, and instead they're just putting all that energy into digging through tomes of research on, whatever conspiracy topic happens to be at hand at the moment, spending their time listening to the conspiracy shows. Those are hours that could have been spent on something more productive. There's no point in belaboring or bemoaning it too much.
Right.
It's just a concern that I have, and that's why, it's not like we can wave our magic wand and make the conspiracy movement go away. I think the best thing we can do is be
not
welcoming.
That I'd want to.
I think the best thing we can do is be welcoming to them and try our best to be good examples of why, okay, yeah, we're with you. The state's done some bad things, no doubt. Oh, yeah, John F. Kennedy and, 9/11 or whatever it is they believe in, Oklahoma City, whatever the conspiracy they happen to believe in, can empathize with them on that and then show them, hey, well, look at this story about, Eric Garner, and look at what these cops are doing over here, and the Bearcat, and you bring up issues that are here right now that you don't need to persuade somebody on some sort of subtle question of what temperature steel melts at, the sort of esoteric matters that really just don't interest most people. The police abuse thing, that's getting traction. That's what people need to be talking about, not 2001.
Yeah, I think that to the concern of where their efforts are going, the people who I think are going to waste entirely too much effort digging down the rabbit hole probably, like I said, probably wouldn't have turned around and been real kick butt activists anyway,
right.
So we're probably not missing anything. But for the ones that it makes them, if it snaps them out of the idea that the state is their friend, if it makes them realize that this is an evil institution, there's so much value in that I just love it. I would love to like host conspiracy theory movie marathons all the
well, right.
time.
If
and
anything,
get people in there.
Having liberty people in the conspiracy movement is important to connect the dots for
exactly.
those folks. More coming up here, 855-450 free. Just look out for the rabbit hole. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-453. Should a man be going to jail because he posted on Facebook that he would like to put wings on pigs? Apparently that's happening in Chicopee, or it may be happening. He's not in jail yet, but they are talking about charging him, and we'll give you the details on that. You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. On
but, of course, the cop who said that he should kill this guy, that cop is not being charged.
Let's talk about that here in a moment. Also, you can join us on the air at 855-453. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And I've had the opportunity to listen to the entirety of In Freedom's Cause. It's a piece of audio theater, meaning that the movie plays out on the screen of your mind. You don't get to hear much audio theater these days, and this one's worth listening to. It's got some actors that are of a name status. Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey is in this. Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings. James Cosmo from Braveheart, Game of Thrones. And Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia. Those are some of the voices in Freedom's Cause. It's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. The story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. The children in your life will love this. It has a study guide as an option. Plus, you can go and get a super discount on this over at infreedomscause.com by using coupon code FTL. That coupon code gets you the family four-pack of CDs for half price. So, again, go to infreedomscause.com. This makes a great gift, but you can't get it in time for Christmas at this point. Still, great gift for the kids in the future. Go get them over at infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL.
Can I ask you for a spoiler?
Okay.
Does he say, they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom?
I don't think that line made it in.
Oh.
I think that would be too much. I think it would make it too derivative of Braveheart if they actually did that one. But
I do hear it's great. We've talked about it offline, and it does sound like a great thing. I was going to bring it with me after the last show, and then I did it. Now I have to. I'll probably take it with me tonight.
They did a good job with it. And again, it's something that I think is more geared towards the younger crowd, personally, like, you know, kids. That's right. The impression I got from it. But I was, you know, it was worth listening to, I thought, especially if you've got a family. So go check it out, infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then the details on this man in Massachusetts who is now facing charges for a Facebook update. Sounds like it's history repeating itself, because we weren't talking. I mean, there was a very similar story in the news, I think it was earlier this year. Let's go to Adam in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing a live radio show, and everything's good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, you guys were just talking about prepping, and I just thought, you know, I first got into the Liberty Movement as part of, I started listening to Alex Jones and a lot of the conspiracy-type radio shows, and that's how really I got first started, and that's what brought me to the ideas of Ron Paul, which, of course, led mm-hmm. me to the... led me to listening to LRN and really becoming from a hardcore right-wing Republican to a pretty hardcore anarchist here in 2015.
Excellent. Ron Paul, man.
That's great. And so now are you in your bunker right now, or do you just, like, use it for storage?
The thing about it is that I've learned just that it's much more better to stay positive. I don't even listen to Alex Jones anymore. Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to it really in over a year. I enjoy much more positive conversation like you guys are having, and just real conversation. It seems like that he's putting on an act of some
You think
sort.
So?
I think after what he did on Piers Morgan, that really kind of turned me off. I think that he really proved himself to be more of an actor, and.
So this is the conspiracy within the conspiracy now, the conspiracy that Alex Jones is, in point of fact, in on it, and that he is. Have you heard this one, Chris Cantwell?
People say this from time to time, and I don't know about that. But what I would say is that what Alex Jones has become is, if you will, like conspiracy entertainment, mm-hmm. right? It's an entertainment program. I mean, the guy's going to do a four-hour show 7 days a week. I mean, he's going to have to find a way to fill some airtime, right? And so...
you've got to do some things to create that content. And my understanding, I mean, he has guests on there, but for the most part, I think he's monologuing it, right? Like
he's fairly frequent a monologuer. I've never listened to the entire show. He does take calls. I don't know how often he does that.
Yeah.
But Adam, what's your impression? So you think that he's faking, or is he faking entirely, or is he just kind of drumming it up? Is he just really? Go ahead.
No, I wasn't trying to make a conspiracy within a conspiracy. I just don't take him as very genuine. I look at his earlier work, like on Oklahoma City and Waco. I see that being very genuine. But I think there was with Mark. You know Mark Dice?
Yeah,
I do not know him. No, I know of him. I've seen some of his videos.
A few years ago, Mark Dice was calling Alex Jones pretty bad out and was mocking him on his channel. And then I think him and Alex kind of made up behind the scenes. And I think Alex really learned a lot from that experience because I think Mark Dice really called Alex Jones out and really kind of mocked him and shamed him a little bit and causing him to think how to do his program. But really, since I think it just kind of turns me off. And
Alex Jones is an angry kind of character. His program is real kind of steeped in that anger, and it's not gonna fly for everybody. Of course, Free Talk Live doesn't fly for everybody either. There's also a lot of people who will come to Free Talk Live. And then they'll leave the show, after they've listened for a year or two or three or however long they listen, because then they find other shows that they like better. Or, like Free Talk Live is sort of like the entry gateway drug into the liberty movement to some extent. And, that's okay. People change, and I understand that.
To the thing about, the guy being an actor, I mean, look, if you look at ChristopherCantwell.com, look, it's very exaggerated, right? And I come off of frequently as a very angry guy. One of the things that I've really been happy about doing Free Talk Live is that it's more just like, me and my buddy talking, right?
Yeah.
And it comes off as entertaining. And yes, I still got, my anger issues, and I think that's very offset very well by my conversations with Ian.
Sure.
And, so, look, somebody's trying to put together whatever it is, whether it's a blog or a radio show or whatever it is. I mean, all of us are trying to keep the attention of an audience. We've got to be entertaining. So, I don't have a problem with...
So you think he's hamming it up?
He's definitely hamming it up, and yeah. So am I,
But you think he believes what he's doing, though?
I think that he believes that he's doing an important thing, but he's probably realizes also that he's got a lot of filler and garbage involved because he's trying to fill up an awful lot of content.
Do you think that Alex Jones thinks that many of his followers are ignorant and he's just leading them as he wishes, that they're not actually thinking that he could just say whatever he wants and they would just follow him? Because
I wonder if he does, because I suspect that's true. I mean,
it's what I think of a lot of his followers, and Alex Jones is probably a pretty smart guy who is in tune with that.
Alex Jones can say something on his radio show, and people will go out and do it.
Yeah.
He can say, I say buy this soap, and people will go out and buy that soap. And
yeah.
Just on the say-so of the personality that is Alex Jones, and that really is, I mean, that's good for him. I mean, he's making plenty of money doing that. But on Free Talk Live, our audience is skeptical, and when we say stuff, they don't believe it. They don't like, what are all these guys talking about? We're going to check this out for ourselves. And that's a good thing.
I think so, too.
It's a good thing for our audience, but it means we don't make as much money. But really, Sherry's Berries is really good. Hey, thanks for the call, Adam. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And more Free Talk Live coming up.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. That's right. We're here taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find waiting there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com to watch this wonderful movie that I happen to have the pleasure of being the executive producer for, and so I'm so proud of it. It's a 90-minute long documentary film. There's actually a 60-minute version now that if you're really time challenged, you can watch that and get the gist of the movie. But you can go and watch our friend Derek J, who is our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, and watch about a year's worth of his life in that 90 minutes, where he was arrested 5 times. For a bunch of nonsense, and it's the, according to Google and YouTube, it is the most relevant search for victimless crime. If you search for YouTube, you search YouTube for victimless crime, or even just victimless, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is the first result that that comes up, which is, I'm really proud of that.
It's a great flick. I ended up actually just watching it the other night because I was
really
So I put out
and blogged about Derek recently.
Yeah, I was blogging about his concealed carry thing.
It was a great blog.
I think that's an important story. I think that Derek Eric situation, you know, challenging this suitable person clause of the New Hampshire statute to, concerning concealed carry permits.
He was found unsuitable by the police department and the courts so far, and in his request to be able to carry a concealed gun.
Yeah, exactly. And so there was some information about that that I thought it needed to be put into an entire thing, and part of my reference was to go and look at victimless crime spree, and I just wanted to go get like a couple of points out of it, but it's such a compelling watch that I ended up watching the whole thing all over again because this is such a great flick.
It really is that good, and it'll you know, you might cry, you might laugh during the movie. I've done both, and it's, you know, when a movie can make you feel different emotions in its time span, its running time,
it's a roller coaster.
It's an indicator of how well put together it is. So go check it out. You can watch it for free anytime you want, and share it as far and as wide as you want. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and while it's too late to get the DVD in time for Christmas, the DVD is available through Amazon, which is the director's cut of the film. It has over something like 7 to 8 hours of bonus footage, bonus content in there. Plus, it's got the commentary tracks. You want to watch the movie with Derek J, listen to Derek comment on his own movie, you can do that. And there's another commentary track which features Derek, myself, and the editor of the film, Bo Davis. So that was fun to do. And that's one of the things you only get on the director's cut DVD. So go and check it out, victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to Alma. She's in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. And it is the Christmas Eve show. Go ahead. Johnson's going to be on tomorrow. This is Christopher Cantwell.
All right. Hey, Christopher.
Yep, that's me.
Okay. But, you know, I agreed with the man that called a while ago. He was...
Michael the Archangel, yeah. He was brilliant.
That Alex. But I believe he's just an actor. I used to listen to him. But I love...
talking about Alex Jones.
Y'all let people vent. Right now, in the time we're going through, people need to vent sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you, don't go to a funeral. I went to one yesterday. These people anymore, I don't know what's wrong with the world, they will steal the teeth out of a dead person's mouth if they could. Sold a necklace off of an old woman, the Bible off
you
the
saw casket. This happen at a funeral?
Yes, the Bible off the casket and the pictures off the casket, and I got shoved.
That's just awful. That's why I only go to funerals to try to pick up chicks. Well, it's really ridiculous what people do with these things.
I'm ready to go to this one. You know, please come. You know, come. And be careful.
Yeah, I do try to avoid funerals. I find them to be pretty intolerable occasions.
I don't go to them. You know, it's a rare thing. But this is just to show that people are out of control anymore.
Alma, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
When people die, I'm like, look, I already went to your wedding. Same thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think weddings are bad, too. I would have to say I'll put a wedding above a funeral. Like, if I have to choose one or the other, I'm going to go with the wedding because usually there's more
open bar,
fun.
Yeah.
You know, there's alcohol. There's, you know, more. It's more likely to be entertaining
in some way. It's a celebration, not a, you know, let's just be miserable and terrible.
Right.
Like, I've sort of, like, given some instructions to certain family members, like, mine can't be like this. You know, like, if I outlive you, you've got to make sure that there's a party when I'm over. And
that's the kind of funeral that I like the idea of attending. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity, but in theory, if someone were to throw a funeral party, I could see that as being good because, you know, why do you want... I mean, look, please, don't get all maudlin over my passing whenever it happens to be. You know, just have fun, get out there, live your life, right? Like, that's what he would have wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, go party, have a good time.
Did you ever watch 6 Feet Under?
Did not.
It was I think it was a Showtime original series, and it was a really, really compelling
It was about a funeral
show. And the guy, this family who owned a funeral home, and there is this one episode that like gave me this idea that the guy had himself cremated, right? And he instead of just having it all in one vase or whatever, he got little vials and like gave them to people as like necklaces, right?
Sure.
And so then after the funeral, a bunch of them were like mixing the ashes up with cocaine and snorting him.
Ugh.
And that's gross, I know, but I was like, wow. I mean, like, this really beats the heck out of just crying in a corner, doesn't it? <You know? laughs>
Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, and Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you'll be able to top that, Chris, but I was curious if you had any interesting stories about dating and how that affects or relates to your political views, because you mentioned how it drives how you've had have been at odds with family members over being a libertarian, and I was wondering if you had any similar experiences. You know, you sit down and you find out your date is a liberal Democrat.
So you mean dating outside of the movement? Dating outside of the movement.
Yeah,
or just dating in general, or any interesting stories Chris may have.
Yeah, most of my dating is done outside of the movement. Okay. I mean, I think honestly, like I think that when I settle down with a young lady, it's going to have to be somebody who's involved in these things because it is just such a huge part of my life that to try to be in a meaningful relationship with somebody who doesn't understand it is just not going to happen, right? For somebody
so hard.
that I would be married to a woman who thought it would be great for me to go to prison for not paying taxes and just. Something that's just not going to happen, right?
I don't
right?
care how pretty she is.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Thanks.
I don't. There's no way the sex can be that good. So, right. I ultimately it would have to be that. But I do like I go on dating sites and stuff, and I do. I meet women, and I try to not get into politics right away. I just try to talk right. about them because that's what they want
that's
you to do anyway, right? They want to talk about themselves, and so I try to make it about her and get to know her.
Yep.
And
good strategy.
Anything I can talk about that isn't politics, I'll try to. If the conversation turns to me, it will turn to politics. And sometimes they're very receptive to that. And since, I go out on a limb and say I can articulate these ideas better than a lot of other people, sometimes it does that they're very fascinated by it. They find it admirable and they want to jump in the sack with me. And that's wonderful. But, over time, once you start getting down to, well, no, I would take away this social welfare program. And no, we can't go and destroy this group of people halfway across the planet that we never would have eyes met, it'll create an argument and it doesn't
sure.
last.
I see. I think someone once said, I think it might have been on LRN.fm, that as far as political views go, and this is not just relating to liberty, but whatever your political views are, as long as your partner is not diametrically opposed and wants you to burn at the stake for them, you're probably good.
My thing is, the thing about being, a libertarian of the what I would consider to be of the truest nature is that anything that they want to do with the state, whatever their government program is, it's a completely unacceptable act of violence that, like, I don't care what your stupid little program is. I don't care if you want to, have a speed limit or a war with a foreign country. It's the same exact problem, and I'll give you the exact same amount of trouble about it, right? Like, if she's like, I don't think it should be legal to blow a stop sign, it's the same exact problem as if I want to drop a nuclear bomb on a foreign country.
Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. Good luck in the dating world. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. One man is facing charges for a Facebook post. Should he be? We will tell you about his post here in a moment. And the cop that followed it up, apparently. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Chuck Woolery here. I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in right now here at 855-450-FREE. That's right, we're here live on Christmas Eve here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
Join Chris Cantwell on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Recently, Chris Cantwell, you have posted a lengthy piece about our buddy Derek J. and the recent difficulty that he's had trying to exercise his supposed rights here in the supposed shall-issue state of New Hampshire, where you're supposed to just be able to give $10 to the police department, and barring you being a felon, they'll just go ahead and issue you a permit.
Yep, I've even got one of these permits, and Derek is far less threatening a character than I am, I would venture to say.
But yet he was deemed to be unsuitable by the police.
That's right. So I put together the title of the article is Shall-Issue Called into Question in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you folks, if you're out there at home and you care about gun rights, go and look at this article. Some of it, if you're very familiar with Derek, if you've seen Victimless Crimes Free, some of the information may seem a little bit repetitive to you, but this is a very, very serious case. I want Derek to take this to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. His attorney is a rock star gun rights lawyer. He's written the book on it not once, but four times, and in two different states. He's a serious, serious high power attorney who can do this, but Derek's got to raise some money in order to do this. It costed him like $2,500 for the first thing. He managed to raise back, I think, half of that to recoup his losses. It's going to cost him $3,000, and Derek's given a lot. Derek has sacrificed a lot for the sake of activism, but he's a really good test case to go and take this to the Supreme Court. So check out the article on my website, ChristopherCantwell.com. The title of it is Shall Issue Called into Question in New Hampshire, And there's a link to derekj.me/cc, which is where the fundraiser is to help Derek out. And I compiled all of the relevant information in my article, so that's the thing that you want to share with people if you want to get the whole story in front of them.
Yeah, it was a really comprehensive piece, and I was pretty impressed with it. So go check out ChristopherCantwell.com. For that and more. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. A Chicopee man is facing charges. This is Massachusetts AP reporting with CBS. After posting "put wings on pigs" to Facebook, say police. Chicopee police said Monday that local residents alerted them to the, quote, very disturbing post, unquote, by 27-year-old Charles DeRosa, who has the word taboo tattooed on his neck. On the front of his neck.
Oh, three that's, edgy, five me.
That's pretty hardcore, right? I've never gotten a tattoo, but I've heard it's fairly painful. And I can imagine that doing it on your throat.
On your Adam's apple.
Would be fairly difficult. Anyway, on Saturday, two New York police officers were killed by a gunman while sitting in their police cruiser. The suspect, who then killed himself, had posted, quote, "I'm putting wings on pigs today," on social media, according to officials. After the events of the past few days, the PD took this threat very seriously, say Chicopee police. Chicopee police spokesmen say the phrase is a threat, quote, "in the eyes of every police officer in America today." Well, now, why is that? Are the police admitting that they view themselves as pigs? Because, I mean, for all we know, Mr. DeRosa was planning on going to the farm and placing some plastic wings on some piggies.
He just wanted to have the girl who told him that I'll have sex with you when pigs fly, right? I mean, maybe any number of different things. But I think we all sort of understand what the guy was saying, right? We understand what he was saying. And look, there's another case that I've been following, and I can't wait to see what it turns out. We've talked about it on the show here before, that there's another guy who was sentenced to 4 years in prison for threatening, quote, his wife by making posts on Facebook that say things to the effect of, like, "I would like to kill her" or something, right? And so this is a thing that's pretty serious for me because, as you know, I've got some pretty fiery rhetoric of my own, and I'm
terrified. I get a little nervous for you sometimes, like the new video you just put out at your Christopher Cantwell YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, one of these days I do expect that I'm going to end up in one of these cases. I fully expect that somebody's going to try to jam me up legally for it, and I think that that's just so wrong, you know, that somebody basically goes and says, something. Look, putting wings on pigs is an expression. It's an angry expression. It's talking about, yes, it's talking about killing police officers, but it's not a direct threat. It's not a specific enough thing that you could say this person stayed up at night because he thought that he was going to yada yada yada. And it was a relevant reference to a thing that was in the news. If people are going to be going to jail for quoting things that were on the news earlier in the day, I mean, that's a really sick society.
Well, we know that in Massachusetts there was a recent story, I think within the last year, after the Boston Marathon situation, that some young, 19-year-old rapper posted some lyrics that were not, a direct threat against anyone necessarily, but that seemed that had that threatening feel, I guess, to some people.
Yeah, it was like he wanted to blow stuff up. That guy, I mean, the biggest crime I feel he committed was being a lousy rapper, but continue.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You're a big rap fan, Chris Cantwell, but... I think that he didn't deserve what happened to him, which was to be threatened and arrested and thrown in a jail cell. And I think ultimately they did drop those charges against
him. They dropped the charges, and I do believe that there was some kind of something. The courts forced it to get dropped. I don't know exactly what the conditions were, but somebody said, "Hey, you can't do this. Right. You can't prosecute this guy."
People were already saying that about this DeRosa character. Like, these charges are never going to stick. This is never going to go anywhere. But nonetheless, the police are still able to go through these motions with no real consequences. Like, even if the police know that this isn't going to stick, they're still going after him.
Right. They're just going to terrorize the public and be like, most people are not, when they're thinking about whether or not they're going to get arrested, they're not thinking about whether or not they're going to get convicted, right?
Yeah.
What they're concerned about is the police coming and handcuffing them and throwing them in a jail cell. They're not like, "Oh, well, I can get arrested today and I'll get out tomorrow." They don't think it through that far. They're just afraid of getting arrested.
The purpose of the arrest for Charles DeRosa, the purpose of the arrest from the police's perspective is to chill free speech. That's what it does, because people will hear about the story. about this guy getting arrested, and they'll think, oh my God, you know, I got to be careful what I say online. And even though the guy may end up not actually facing the charges down the line, they may end up getting tossed out the day before court or the day of court, which is very, very common. And then the most you'll likely see, if anything, from the news media that's covering this big time right now,
right.
If you see anything out of the news media later on when the charges are dropped, it might be a little small story somewhere buried on the back page of the paper, like, and Charles DeRosa's charges were dropped.
Yeah, and like, he might even have like a conditional dismissal that he's not allowed to talk about it or something like that could even happen in some cases
as well. That's pretty unlikely.
And here's the other thing. Now, there's a guy by the name of Doug Humphreys on Facebook who identifies himself as a former police officer. He saw the news about this guy who they were seeking charges against. So he shared it, and he said, quote, on his Facebook page, he said, "For any of my law enforcement friends who may not have seen this, if this a-hole approaches you, kill him dead." So this is a cop, right, who's now on Facebook. So he says, well, yeah, seek charges against this guy for saying, put wings on pigs, which is a very nonspecific threat. He goes and says, law enforcement friends of mine, a specified right. group of people, this individual, if you see him, kill him. Right? That's a very specific threat against a person, and that's for coming from a person using a color of authority, a position of power, to do it. I'm really that's interested scary. To see, you know, I highly doubt that it'll happen, but if you're going to charge this guy for saying wings on pigs, you better at least have internal affairs go after the guy.
They're going to get right on that one. Let's go to Matt. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hey, guys. Just want to say great work, and had a question for you on anarcho-capitalists. I understand the basics regarding anarcho-capitalism, claiming government's violence and threat of violence to steal money via taxing people against their will. So my question is this. If that's the belief that it's immoral to steal this money, would an anarcho-capitalist also say that that money should be retrieved and given back to the people it was stolen from?
I would go ahead and say that the government owns nothing. Everything that it has, it took from somebody else, and therefore it has no legitimate claim to ownership over anything. So anybody who wants to go and retrieve anything from the state would essentially be retrieving on our own property.
Well, by retrieving, I mean, what do you mean by that? Does that mean, you know, reappropriating some property, or does that mean going into the town revenue office and pointing a gun at the agents running the registers and having them empty it out? I mean, what do you mean by retrieve?
Well, what I'm thinking about is the bulk of that tax money, or a lot of it, ends up in the private bank accounts of CEOs of firms like Northrop Grumman, Boeing, Lockheed, and many other government contractors providing services of no value. So my question is, I understand the anarcho-capitalist claim they really want to avoid socialism because they believe capitalism yields the best economic standard of living for people. However, how do we get beyond the concept that millions, billions have been stolen and are sitting in bank accounts of private individuals?
I think you just have to let it go, really. I think you just have to, you know, consider that the past and just let it go. By the way, I don't like the term anarcho-capitalist. I'm not an anarchist.
I love that term.
And I'm not a capitalist. I don't have a dog in the race as far as which form of economic organization is the best one. I think they should all be tried as long as they're being done voluntarily. That's all I care about. That's why I'm a voluntarist. I think human interaction should be consensual. And we're out of time for tonight, but check out Chris on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com, and see us tomorrow night. You can listen in live for the live Christmas Day edition tomorrow. See ya.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.